5 years ago, the Milwaukee Archdiocese moved $55 million into a cemetery maintenance fund. More money has been put in since then. Creditors in the Archdiocese bankruptcy case filed 2 years ago would like access to the cemetery cash, and last week, federal bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly said the Archdiocese could not use religious freedom laws to shield the money. Jonathan Lipson is a former UW-Madison law professor, now at Temple University. He says a federal religious freedom law may trump federal limits on fraudulent transfers, but not state limits.
And the state law shouldn't be impaired by this special federal law protecting religious liberty. And I think that that would not be outside the mainstream.
But Professor Lipson says federal bankruptcy courts are considered subordinate to U.S. district courts, so he says he wouldn't be surprised if archdiocese lawyers either appeal Kelly's cemetery ruling to a district judge or ask a district to take back the cemetery issue from Judge Kelly. Lipson says a district judge would have less discretion under an appeal, but
if it's a withdrawal of the reference, then the district judge would treat Judge Kelly's findings essentially as a recommendation and not as what's called a final judgment.
A lawyer for the cemetery fund suggests there are settlement talks going on in the Milwaukee case, but a spokesman for clergy abuse survivors says he isn't aware of any discussions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.